Chapter 22. Hedging Answers. During Dr. Robinson's office hours.
Hello, Alan. I've called you in to see me because I'm a bit concerned about the way you've written this essay. Look, you've written this. Everyone knows that companies need missions. Mission statements are statements of a company's overall purpose. They are succinct, distinctive, and broad in scope. They have to be lacking in statistics and full of rhetoric. All mission statements aim to answer the questions. What business are we in? Can you see anything wrong with it?
No.
Okay, let me ask you. You've written everyone knows. Well, my question is, do they indeed? My mother doesn't. Neither do my friends in the local pub. You can't go making wild claims and blanket statements like that.
Well, I guess what I meant is, everybody in business studies knows.
Really? Are you telling me that no one in the entire academic world disputes the importance of mission statements?
Oh, but our textbook said it is important. I just generalised a little to sound more convincing.
Ah, now, that's the problem. If you borrow an idea from a book, you have to remain true to the author's meaning. You can't bend the text to fit your argument. Also, books are not always right. You can't just lift an idea from a textbook without thinking about whether it is valid or not. In other words, you are being uncritical here.
But why would I criticise a book that supports my argument? Wouldn't that make my argument sound weak?
Maybe to you it indicates confidence and conviction in the writer. However, in British academic culture, the strength of an argument comes from analysis and evidence. People do not believe you just because you are absolutely sure. They do so because you are rigorous.
Then how would you suggest I should write it instead?
For instance, more and more companies seem to feel that they need to publish a mission statement. This way no one would be able to challenge you, because vague words like more and more and seem to leave you a lot more space to manoeuvre. So instead of saying something is true, you could say something might be true if something appears to be true. It is arguable whether something is true, or it is reasonable to say something is true. Now, can you make the second sentence sound more hedged too?
Right, let's see. Mission statements can be said to be statements of a company's overall purpose.
Good. Now, it is recommended that they be succinct, distinctive, and broad in scope. As Hennigan says, lacking in statistics and full of rhetoric. It is commonly believed that mission statements should aim to answer the question, what business are we in? That's better, isn't it?
So, do academics ever feel certain about anything?
Well, if you have presented compelling evidence and a rigorous analysis, and feel that you are in a good position to make an assertion, of course, you can increase the confidence in your tone. However, you still have to be cautious because anything worth studying must involve some uncertainty.
Shouldn't you have said that? Anything worth studying seems to involve some uncertainty.
Touché.
Thank you.